find you with Janine from Life is a Beach. And today I'm with Mark Talbot Holmes and Colin Asora Appiah. Is that
well done, Asora Appiah. You did it well. Proud of you.
You're on. Well.
I'm on a roll.
Yeah.
So tell me about the festival. I want to know more about Ajabu. Where did the name come from? How are you guys involved? Tell us.
Go ahead, Mark. Go on.
So Ajabu means wondrous in Swahili. And a great friend of ours was staying in a hotel in Kenya, and the name on her room was Ajabu. And she said, what a fabulous name for the festival. So she shared it with us, and we thought, it is, because it's got
it
a
is.
Beautiful sound.
And
it's African, means wondrous and amazing.
Well, of course,
and that's what cocktails make people hopefully feel.
Wondrous
and amazing, because they're made with love, and they're sharing love.
But and we can also say that you guys are wondrous and amazing.
Well,
I mean, you have to say that even if you say it yourself.
I'm letting you say that, not us.
And we want, as people interact with all the participants in the festival as well, we want them to leave with that sense of wonder and amazement at the experiences that they've had, with the collaborations that they've had with, the interactions that they've had with the collaborations between the local and the international bars, because Ajabu is a festival. Is a platform for us to engage local and international bars, the best of both worlds.
Yeah,
so the best locally here in South Africa and the best from around the world.
But you see, for me, the word festival means one place, one event. So that's what the word festival really means. It means music, drinks, one place, one event.
No, we've decided to turn it. We decided to turn it on our head.
A festival is a celebration of life and a celebration of people who have a passion for doing something wonderful. And in this process, Ajabu, we're connecting all the bartenders from internationally and locally to celebrate the incredible ingredients and diversity of talent in South Africa. But also in that connection, that collaboration, there will be incredible creation. And if you put 20 of the best people in the world at what they do in a room, something magic's going to happen, something wondrous and amazing, which is what Ajabu's about.
Absolutely.
And that's what's special about this festival, and that's what, for me, festival means, a celebration. It's a celebration of life.
And I love the pink, because obviously the pink and the vibrant pink says Mexico. And what do they do in Mexico? They drink, they dance, and they sing.
As someone said, you never see anyone depressed in a Mexican restaurant.
Pink and yellow, I think. Pink and the sun. Yes?
Pink and yellow.
Of course,
absolutely.
I'm so wonderful to see you wearing both today.
Well, I thought I had to fit in. For a change, I decided to fit in. So tell me a little bit about what is on the menu. So you've talked about Pornstar being one of the cocktails that's going to run through all the restaurants.
Yeah.
What's the formula behind the different
The Pornstar Martini was the creation of one of our best friends, Douglas Ankara, who unfortunately passed away a couple of years ago. Now, Douglas was inspired to create the Pornstar Martini when he opened a lab here in Cape Town.
Okay.
In 2002.
So when we opened the lab, it was the muse for him to create the Pornstar Martini, which is a cheeky, playful cocktail. And it's a cocktail that has actually taken the world by storm. It's one of the most Googled cocktail recipes in the world right now. And the fact that he created it as a Cape Town cocktail, I think some of that needs to be celebrated. There are, of course, non-alcoholic cocktails as well on all the menus, because we want to ensure that...
Because I have to drive home.
You have to drive home. So if you don't want to drink, you can definitely try the non-alcoholic cocktails. And something I was saying to someone earlier, the same level of attention and detail has been made in creating the non-alcoholic cocktails as all the other alcohol cocktails on the menu.
And I think with what the formula is behind this, you can definitely take Imbibe on.
Yeah.
Because Imbibe is just one big festival where you get lost and nobody knows what's going on and everybody wanders around from place to place. And I guarantee you, when you get home from that, you probably can't remember most of the night. And you can't really remember what you did. But this way, you have a chance of visiting. You can go for lunchtime, you can go to one restaurant, or one cocktail bar. In the evening, you can take some friends.
Well, in the evening, you're going to be celebrating lots of different cultures, because each of the six or seven bars, has a bar team from somewhere different in the world. So there are bar teams coming from Front Back in Ghana, from Heroes in Nairobi, from London, from Trailer Happiness, from Mexico City, Rio, from Washington, Allegri, from Las Vegas Herb and Rye, and from Miami Sweet Liberty. So you've got this incredible diversity, which is also something we're celebrating.
Yeah.
And the other thing I would say is half the bartenders coming are women, because March the 8th is International Women's Day. In South Africa, Women's Month is August. In America, in North America, USA, it's March. And it's really important that women are encouraged to come into the bar industry.
Yeah, 100%.
So we're celebrating women for this festival. That's really important.
Well, I hate to say this. My only bartender experience, I learned how to pour a Guinness.
I mean,
so I'm really proud of myself.
That's an art.
That is an art. And having witnessed a Guinness specialist pouring in Ireland.
Guinness, and I learned how to do that. I was so proud of myself, but cocktails were definitely not my thing. I could just know how to drink them.
Well,
and you can make them as well. Also, what we're planning to do is on our website, and also on all our social media content, we're going to be doing how-tos, and so you're going to see some of the best in the world showing you how to create and recreate some of the cocktails that they've made for this festival at home. Because I think it's really important for consumers to also have a level of proficiency when it comes to making cocktails. Because everyone, as soon as they watch someone like Jamie Oliver and all these other world famous chefs, they go off and try and cook themselves. We want them to have that same level of drive to create cocktails at home.
So here's the question. Are you going to have a home cocktail competition? Because you know how they take people from home to cook?
You know what? We may do. You never know. Stranger things will happen.
To make something wondrous and amazing at home.
Absolutely.
Yes. Exactly.
A jabu.
Yeah.
And a jabu moment.
A competition that brings people from home who've never been a mixologist.
No.
To say, listen, you can submit your cocktails and we'll choose the ones we want to see. Send us a video.
And great.
And show us and we'll send you a bottle of whatever you used.
I'm doing that. Thank you.
That's awesome.
It's a great idea.
We love
it.
It gets everyone around the world involved. And I mean, I know like Whitney Neal or one of those are local to a lot of countries. They can easily just do a job.
Oh, yeah. We'll
and then on social media on its own, it's like, I won.
Oh, it's you're a great idea, Janine.
Yeah,
thank you.
I think so as well. So what is next on the plan after a jabu? What's next?
Are we going to do it again?
A jabu in November.
Yep.
Oh, that's cool. Same Cape Town, Joburg? Or are you including Durban and Bloemfontein?
No, just Cape Town and Joburg.
Oh, why? Where would you like to see?
We will do Durban, but not quite yet. It's because it's very important to establish the festival in both cities and to see how it works and to really finesse it so it's perfect.
Because, a roadshow with the jabu is saying, we're starting in Joburg. We're going to see you in Bloem. We're going to then go to Durban. We're going to go down the Garden Route. And we're going to end up in Cape Town. And I promise you, your following will just be huge because those towns never get anything like you guys.
They don't get enough love?
No.
All right, done.
So one of the reasons why we're doing a jabu twice a year is because in March, in a couple of years, it will start exactly that process. But you need to establish the festival first, because then when it comes and arrives in your city...
I can see this Queen of the Desert bus. You know that Queen of the Desert bus?
I hope you're going to be driving, Janine. You are driving.
I have a Queen of the Desert license, so I'm in. And I'll drive the Queen of the Desert bus. And imagine
amazing.
What a splash you would make. Because you could just do cocktails in all these little towns, open up the side, and say,
yeah,
come for a cocktail.
Side down.
I promise you will be snowed under.
That'll be one of the first cocktails. Will be side down.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
Side down.
Line. No, Queen of the Desert bus. I mean, it's that coming to town. This bright pink bus.
A job.
I think it's wonderful, and I just want to say thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to the success of the festival, which I'm sure will be. And
thank
hopefully
you.
I'll see you again at one of the festivals
so
in the next coming days.
So what's important is you register on Quicket.
Yes.
And you can go to our website at jabufestival.com. And register, because there's a lot of people who want to come and not everybody will be able to come because the bar space, the tickets are all complimentary for this festival, because we want as many people to come and experience the magic that all these bartenders are going to create. And we want everybody to walk away with that feeling, a jabu,
what can I say?
Wondrous and amazing,
and you two have been wondrous and amazing.
Thank you, Janine.
I look forward to seeing you.
Appreciate
what a pleasure.
Thank you.
Pleasure. I'm Janine from Life is a Beach.